WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 317, Reliving a Space Mountain Ride. Please put your headphones on to fully immerse yourself in another of my Walt Disney World memories. You'll feel like you're in the Magic Kingdom with us as we race through the darkness of space on this Magic Kingdom favorite today. Welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where we relive the magic of Walt Disney World. I'm Lou, your host on this enchanting journey. I apologize for the delay in releasing this content. Going forward, I'm going to focus on simplifying the content and sticking to a regular schedule of releases. I plan to create a backlog of episodes to ensure this consistent cadence. I've already probably been talking too long, so without further ado, let's get started. Today's memory takes us back to a Wednesday morning in December 2021. As you may recall from the last memory, we just finished a quick ride on the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and are ready to up our thrill level a bit, heading to Tomorrowland and catching a ride on Space Mountain. As a COVID precaution back in 2021, the line queued up more outside than inside. But soon, the music of Tomorrowland will transition to the music of Space Mountain as we make our way inside. The music will then fade away, and the ethereal sounds of space will pick up as we continue down that long tunnel walkway. Eventually, the click-clack sounds of the attraction will confirm that we are now in the indoor queue area. In no time, we'll board a rocket and take off for a quick trip through space. Once we return from our adventure, we'll exit through the newly updated walkway and return to the bright Florida morning sunshine. So again, for that best experience, make sure you're wearing your favorite headphones to really place yourself in this binaural memory. But before we relive our memory for today, I want to take a moment to hear from our sponsors that are helping me to continue to bring these memories to all of you. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic.
Now you get a better view of Tron Coaster. Thank you.
Getting it.
Jesus. Watch the stairs. Mikey. Watch out, Mikey.
Attention Space Mountain passengers. Space Mountain is a thrilling, high-speed, turbulent roller coaster type ride in the dark. And it includes sharp turns, sudden drops, and stops. For a safe space ride, you should be able to help and free from high blood pressure.
How fast are 7 doors though? Oh. So it's smaller than shoes.
Wow.
Thank you.
happy holiday.
Woo!
Yeah, there it is.
Thank you.
Supposed to be like stuff passing us in space?
Yeah.
No, I didn't like that. We just have to wave at ourselves. Where was that? That on the other side?
No.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That was awesome. I love that ride because you don't know when anything is coming.
It kind of threw me around a bit, but
yeah,
guys, I figured out that a red light means.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's real pretty.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they are released. Also, if you want to find more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. In addition to links to subscribe, you'll find things like show notes with pictures of this memory. You'll also find links to watch this on YouTube or view photos on Google and Instagram, and connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you like what you've heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. Every donation gets put back into the podcast, and you'll help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, the easiest thing you can do is to help me spread the word about the show. If you like what you've heard, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen will help others like you who might be looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home find our show. Or if you could tell a friend or share that you've been listening, share a link to the show on social media. Maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this memory, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple of weeks or sooner for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.